You hold in Daf Peches. Just last Gemara again, Daf Peches, Amud Aleph on the bottom. Again, the Mishnah of Shimon Oimer, Kol Zaman Shetvask Ksubasa. Shimon says the Yorshim could only make her swear when she's asking for a Ksuba. So Gemara says, Rab Shimon Ahai. On which case is Rab Shimon going on? Some Rabbi Yirmiyah first wanted to say, Aho, goes on this halacha. That's been a fresh Leibifonov. It says certain times Bezdin collects money, even though the person is not there. So in such a case, letifrela b'shua, you only collect the money with a shua. You have to first swear that you were not paid up yet. So now Tanakam holds loishno lemezoni. There's no difference whether the wife is coming to ask for mezonis. In other words, the husband left without leaving her over money. So she wants mezonis now. For loishno leksuba, whether she received the get, and now she wants to collect the ksuba, that before we collect from her for her, she has to swear. The Yosef Rabbi Shimon Lameir, Rabbi Shimon says, don't know that Kol Zaman Shetvask Ksubasi Yosher Mashbinoisa. If she's coming to collect the Ksuba, that's the din when the Yosher make her swear first. But Eino Tvask Ksubasa, in the case where she's not coming to get a Ksuba, but rather just to get Mizoinois, then the Lachri is Ein Yosher Mashbinoisa. The Yosher cannot make her swear first. Okamifla gave a plug to the Chonon of Bnei Kanan Gudelim. Samachloik is this man, we learned that me shaholach lamdina sayom, if a person skipped town, the ishtoi tavas mzoinus, and his wife now is coming to Beis Din saying, listen, you didn't feed me, my husband didn't leave off any money for me, I have no mzoinus, I have nothing to eat. So Chonon says, tishpa besoif, she only has to swear at the end, it means if she ever gets a get, and to receive a ksuba, for that she has to swear. But v'loi tishpa betchila, at the beginning when she collects now her mzoinus, she does not have to swear. That's what Choron holds. And this will be Pshan Reb Shimon also. But Nechlu Kuala V'nechanam G'deilim, they argue, V'yarmu, they say, Tishpa B'tchilu V'soif, no, even at the beginning, when now when she's still married, but she's collecting her mezonos, also she has to swear before she can collect. And the Morris says, what does Reb Shimon Kichanan? Reb Shimon goes like a Chanan, that she only has to swear at the end by her ksuba, but at the beginning for the mezonos, she does not have to swear. And I tell you, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, the Tanakam holds, Kivnei Kanam Gedolim. That no, she has to swear even in order to collect her mezonos. That's what the Yom you want to say, Pshana our Mishnah is. On this, Maskav Lo Rosheshem asked the Makasha, Ha Yorshim Ashbinoisa. Why does our Mishnah say the question is, could the Yorshim, could the kids make her swear or not? L'chura Bezdim Ashbinoisa mi boilei. If it's a question that the husband's not around now, and Bezdim is going down to the property to pay her, so then Bezdin has to make her swear first. So why does it say the Yorshim? Elo Amr Sheshes, therefore Sheshes learns like this. Aho, the Shaila is going on this type of a Shavua. At the end of our Mishnah says, Holcho mi keber bailo, lebeis aviyom, haste after her husband died, and they made the kvura, they buried him. Now she goes to her father's house. Oy shechosu lebeis chamiya. Rashi goes back to her father-in-law's house, to the husband's house, like, v'loi nasis apatropia. If she does not become an apotropis, is a Yorshim Ashbinoisa. The Yorshim can't make her swear now for things that she did before. But the Yimnasis Apotropia, but let's say right now she takes over the affairs of the property that belongs to the husband for the sake of the Yorshim, she becomes an apotropis, a guardian. Halacha is then Yorshim Mashbinoisa. That's the Mishnah says. The Yorshim, the kid, can make her swear from now on that she's doing everything the right way. She's not taking money for herself. But they can't make her swear for what already happened. That's what our Mishnah says. Now, the Yosra of Shimon, the main Shimon comes to say that Kol Zaman Shetavaz Ksubasa, if she's going to collect a Ksuba, then Yorshim Ashbinoisa. Then the Yorshim can make her swear first before she collects a Ksuba that she did not receive any money yet. But Eina Tavaz Ksubasa, let's say she's not interested right now in collecting a Ksuba. She's only taking care of the property. Even though she's an apotropist, the locker is Eina Yorshim Ashbinoisa, that the Yorshim cannot make her swear. Even though the property doesn't belong to her father anymore, to the father, but it belongs to the kids, still the kids can't make her swear. What's the machlokes? Okamifla give a pluk to the Abishol Rabbonin. It's a machlokes, not Abishol and Rabbonin. It's now we learn like this. Apotropis Sheminu Av Yisoimim. If the father of the Yisoimim appoints somebody to be an apotropis, to take in charge of his property, is Yeshava. Then that person does have to swear that he's doing everything rightfully. Minu Bezdin, let's say Bezdin appointed the person to be that patropos to take care of the property, then lo yishava, the person does not have to swear. That's what the Tanakhama says. Abishulam, Abishulam says, no, chilaf advar, just the opposite. Minu Bezdin yishava. If Bezdin appoints him, then you do have to swear. If the father appointed the person, the pshat is the father trusted that person, then lo yishava, then he does not have to swear. So I tell you, Rabbi Shimon holds kabishoyel. Rabbi Shimon holds like kabishoyel. So over here we're talking about that the father appointed her to be the apotropos. So since the father appointed her, that's why Abishol says she does not have to swear for the yoshim, even though she's the apotropos, she's taking care of the property. But since it was the father that appointed her, therefore it's a swear, like the father trusted her, that we do not make her to swear. For Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say no, she does have to swear, holds like the Rabbonin Shita. They hold just the opposite. That even though the father appointed him, so what, they still have to swear. Only when Bezdin goes to appoint somebody, that's a Choshev Azach, then we don't make the person swear. Because if they would have to swear, nobody would want to be an apotropos. Nobody likes to swear. So therefore, that's a takana that when Bezdin appoints you, you don't have to swear. But if it's only the father of the Yisraelim that appointed you to be the apotropos, then you do have to swear. So that's this machlokes over here. Could the Yorshim make her swear when she's an apotropos? That Rabbi Shimon says no, and the Rabbanan says yes. And this, the Gemara says, still doesn't come out good. The Gemara says, Maskabla Abaya, Abaya yes, the kasha though. Hai kol zaman chetavas ksubosa. What is the Mishnah saying according to Rabbi Shimon? Mashmi is being a machmir saying, kol zaman she's asking for a ksuba. She has to go ahead and make a shvua. Im tevas mi boilit. So it is that if, the Rashi says, it should have said that, that's called being makel. Aber kol zaman mashmi the shvila tanakam with the potle mi shvua. The way it says now in the Mishnah, Mashma Rav Shimon is a machmir. As Harakama says, Mashma, she doesn't have to swear. Rav Shimon is saying no, that Kol Zaman she's asking for a ksuba, still she has to swear. And the way we're coming out now is just the opposite. Rav Shimon is the makel. He's the one that's saying that before she asks for a ksuba, even though she's the apotropos, she's the guardian, she's taking care, she does not have to swear. So what's this Lashon of saying, Kol Zaman Shetavas Ksubasa? It's the wrong Lashon in the Mishnah. So therefore, Elom Rabbi, Abaye says like this, that the Machlok is going on a Ho. So we have in the Mishnah says, what happens if the husband writes to his wife? Kosav lo nederu shvua, ein li yolechom. If the husband writes to his wife that I'm freeing you, you do not have to swear for me anymore. Say in the Yochol Yashbiya, he can't make a swear. What about if he says, Nedir Shvua Ein Li V'Lor L'Yoshai? This is the biggest p'tur the husband says, that not only me, even my Yoshim, V'Lor L'Boyim V'Shusi, whoever takes over my property, cannot make Olecho, cannot make you, my wife, swear, V'Yal Yoshecho, or if your Yoshim take over, and we can't make them swear, V'Yal L'Boyim V'Shuscho, whoever takes over your property, in the case where she sold her ksuba, somebody else comes and gets the ksuba. All these cases, there's no shvua. Is an yochol yashbiya, that's halacha. The husband can't make his wife swear, lo yihu, not the husband, lo yoshev, not his kids, lo yaboyim v'shusoy, and not whoever takes over, whoever else takes over his property. Lo yihi, they can't make her swear, for lo yoshev, she dies, so yoshev take over, they can't make the yoshev, her kids swear, lo yaboyim v'shusoy, not anybody else comes into reshus, they can't make them swear. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Now, V'yos, the Reb Shimon Lameim, Reb Shimon comes to say no, that Kol Zaman Shetavaz Ksuboso, Kol Zaman, she's asking now, she wants to collect the money for a ksuba. The halacha is that Yorshin Mashbiyin Oysa. Yes, but even though the father died, his kids have a right to make her swear. I, the father, Frida, so we had before, Kemifle Gebe Plukta, the Abishol Ben Ima, Miriam Rabbanan. So Machloek, as we had before, between Abishol ben Ima, Miriam, Svara, and Rabbonin, that Reb Shimon Kabishol, Reb Shimon holds like Abishol said before, that he said, what can I do? There's a takana, though, that you're not allowed to collect any money from Yorshim unless you swear first. So even though the father freed the wife from swearing even to the Yorshim, nothing doing though. There's a new takona though, that before you take away money from Yorshim, you always have to swear first. So that's so therefore Reb Shimon knows like Rabbi Shoyl that when the wife now comes to collect the money for a ksuba, still she has to swear first. For Rabbanan, Rabbanan say no, nothing doing. In a case where the husband freed his wife from any shvua, he has the power to free her, and then she does not have to swear. Maskevlo, Rav Popper, Popper still has the question. Hotayna, that's good. Kol Zeman should to ask subosa. Kol Zeman, she's asking for a ksuba that she has to swear. But ain't it to ask ksuba Michael Mema, where she's not asking for a ksuba, then what can you say? Rashi says, the maskona de milsula mai tanin al fukim man. What does it have to say for when she's not asking for a ksuba? Like, what do we have to have it for? So Rashi says, Otayna kol Zeman she to ask osla fukim de rabbonin. The Yamri Yaf Mishwa say Simon Ptura for the Frash Lab Shwa Shimon say no. That's what Shimon's Chiddush, that even though the husband freed her from a Shvua, but when she comes to collect the Ksuba now she has to swear. But what's the end Chiddush? He says, but as a man when she Reb Shimon speaks out of Yemena to ask Ksuba, but if she's not asking for Ksuba, then the Yashim can't make a swear. Like, what does he have to say that for? What kind of Shvua are we talking about? What is Nageya to? So Mar says, Elom Rapopo, Lafuke, Midrebelezo, Machlokusoi. So Drashi, Elom Rapopo, Lafuke, Kloimar, Loitai, Mareb Shimon, Akosulo, Nedishu, Lachud, Polig, Helakula, Mustra, Blazo, and Machuse, Polig, Aresha, Viseifa. Reb Shimon argues on the whole Mishnah. The Kamar, Reb Lezer, Rabbonin, Mashbiya, Kolzaman, Shayirza. Shavuos apotropia, before we had halacha, that when the husband appoints his wife an apotropis over his property, or else he appoints her to take over the store, that he has the right to make her swear anytime he wants. True, the next Mishnah said, if the husband frees her, then she does not have to swear. But if the husband did not free her, then the first Mishnah said that she has to swear. The husband has the right to go as a regular apotropis and say, I want you to swear to me that everything is going smooth, you're not stealing anything. That was Reb Lezer's Chiddush, that even your wife, you could also make her swear. On this, Reb Shimon comes to argue and says, no, for Yosh Reb Shimon the Meima that calls the man to ask Ksubasa, Yosh Mashbin Oysa. For Yafil Koslan in the Shrua. True, when she asks for Ksuba, no matter what happened, even though the husband freed her, still she has to swear. But where she's not coming to collect the Ksuba, then the locher is Ein A Yosh Mashbin Apotropis, Shebechaye Bala. For Yafil Loi Potrim in Ashrua. Even in the case where the husband did not free his wife from a shvua, because they the chal argue and say you can't make your wife swear a shvuas apotropis. Therefore, the yoshim, in the case where the father died, the yoshim do not have a right to make the wife swear if she acted trustworthy, or she acted right with all the money. Kozman doesn't was alive. Reb Lezer holds the yoshim can make her swear. Reb Shimon argues and says, no, the only power the Yoshim have to make the wife swear, the mother swear is only if she's collecting her ksuba, when she wants to take away money now from the Yoshim. But if she's not taking away money now, just the Yoshim wanted to swear that all the time she took care of the father's property, she didn't jip any money, she did everything right, and that Reb Shimon says, no, the Yoshim have no right to make her swear. So that's Machlokes. What? Right, the Mishnah says, get. Let's say your wife now comes with a get. She doesn't have a shtar ksuba, and she wants to collect her money. The husband gave her a get, and she comes to Bezin now to collect her money, to collect the ksuba. So she takes out the get in front of Bezin to show Bezin she got a get, but she doesn't have a ksuba. So Rashi, the Havaminer is that she says she lost the ksuba. So Lachar is, goivu ksubasa. Still Bezin now tells husband, you have to pay your ksuba. Goyva ksubasa. This is the klal, since the ksuba is called the maise bezdin, and toyin acha maise bezdin klum. She has the right to say that she did not receive a ksuba yet, and the husband has to pay it. What about she takes out a ksuba? She has a ksuba, but v'yeni mo get, she doesn't have a get. She says she lost the get. Hiyoy meres ovad giti. She says, I lost my get, but I didn't collect any ksuba yet, and here's my ksuba, I want you to pay me. The husband says, Ovad Shavri, you should know that I already paid you up the ksuba. And at that time you said you lost your ksuba, so I was written up a receipt that I paid you up. Where's the receipt now? The husband says, I lost my receipt. That's a shayla. She says she lost a get, and he says, no, I paid you up already, but I lost my receipt. V'chein, the same type of a case of a bal choiv, shehoitzi shtar choiv, v'yeni moi prusbol. A regular bal choiv has a shtar, a malv has a shtar saying that I lent you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. And we know shavi is shemitah just passed by. So halacha is, if you don't write up a prusbol, you can't collect your money anymore. Well, that's the halacha that shviyas is meshamit. Once shviyas goes by, that frees you from paying back all your chayvus. But if you write up a prusbul at the corner that Hillel made, a prusbul means you write up a special shtar, as if to say, giving it over to Bezdin, and Bezdin is the one that collects your money. So therefore, shviyas is not meshamit, because it's not called you're collecting your money. It's called that Bezdin is collecting the money for you. That's all right. So the Baal Chayv, the Malvis says, no, I wrote up a shtar, prusbul. So therefore, I still have a right to collect my money. Just I lost it. So the halacha is, in these two cases, they did not get paid up. The Malva does not have a right to collect his money, since he doesn't have his prusbul. And the same thing, the Isha does not have a right to collect Tuxuba. Since the husband says he paid her up already, so the halacha is, these two cases, they do not get paid. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, he says that min ha-sakon v'yelch. There were times when the Goyim made a sakon and made a gzera that the Jews can't do mitzvahs. So therefore it was like a sakon to hold on to a get or to hold on to a prusbul. So in such cases, isha goyvok subosa shloi the get. Since she has a right to say she lost the get, because it's a mokam ha-sakon, it's hard to hold on to it. The Goyim will kill you if they find it. So therefore, she has a right to say she lost the get, and if she has the ksuba, for sure she could collect the money. The same thing, the malva, the baal choiv, has a right to come and collect the money, because he has a right to say, I wrote up my prusbul. We ask you, where is it right now? So before the sakana, it's a good kasha. A person doesn't lose the prusbul. You don't lose your ksuba, your shaiva, your receipt. She doesn't lose a get, if she lost the get, we see there's something wrong. Or if he lost his prusbul, we see there's something wrong. Therefore, we don't let you collect the money. But over here, where there's a sakana involved, so we understand why you lost your prusbul, or why she lost the get. They're afraid to hold on to it. Therefore, we don't see anything wrong with the fact they lost it. Therefore, the lachri is they can still collect, that she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the baal choyv has a right to collect his money. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, the Chura Shema Mina, from our Mishnah we have a Raya Shema Mina. So Rashi says, Midiktani, since the Mishnah says, Goyva Ksubasa, you could collect your Ksuva, but your Itzoya's get, Mashu, when she comes out with a get, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that if she shows the get, then she has the right to collect the Ksuva. So when this is approved, Shema Mina, Kaisven Shoiver, that we write a receipt. Which really we had already before, there's a machlokes, the Gemara and Bavasra, if you write a receipt or not, when somebody pays up money, and the other person doesn't have the shtar to give it back, like over here, she says she lost the ksuba. So when the husband pays up the money, we should be afraid that the lady is going to take the ksuba out and collect the second time. So in order to stop that, l'chura will be write a receipt to the husband saying that he paid up the money. So now, if she comes to collect the money a second time, he'll take out the receipt and show it. The other reason why we should not write receipts is because now the malva has to hold on to a receipt. It's not so easy. He may lose it. Better is to say, I'm not going to pay you up until you give me back the shtar. Like here, the husband says to the wife, nothing doing. I'm not going to pay you up to ksuba until you give me back the shtar ksuba. That's one way to say. For now, Mishnah, we see not like that. Our Mishnah says, even though she does not have a ksuba, still, the husband has to pay the money. Now, for sure, when the husband pays her the money, he gets a receipt back. So he says, such a din, we write receipts, even though he does not get his shtar back. So Shvamin, it's arrived from the Mishnah, that Koisvin Shoiver, you write a receipt. Yeah. Dien Koisvin Shoiver, because if we don't write receipts, so how could the wife collect her ksuba here without her ksuba? Lechesh washin, we should be afraid. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, she'll go to another Bezdin, and then she'll use her ksuba and collect a second time. How could our Mishnah say if Anisha comes with a get alone, without a ksuba, she collects the money? So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll collect a second time. Elamai, the pshat is, the teretz is, that for sure Bezina writes the husband a receipt. So we're not afraid she'll come to collect the money a second time. Because if she comes a second time, he'll take out the receipt to show that he paid her up already. That's the right from our Mishnah, we write receipts. Omar Rav, Rav says, no, there's no right from our Mishnah. Hatayu b'mokom shein koisven ksubas kinen. Our Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write ksubis. They don't write any ksubis. So therefore, the same machana tonight bezdin. So therefore, that's why we pay up, even though there's no shtar to receive. Because there's no ksuba here. But maybe other places where there is a ksuba, we don't write receipts. We say you don't have to pay up until the person gives back the shtar. Now the Mar says, well, Shmuel holds though, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Af b'mokim shekais fin ksuba. No, even in the place when they do write a ksuba, still we have the din of our Mishnah, that if she doesn't have a ksuba right now, she collects the money. So according to Shmuel, it has to be that you write a shayla, you write a receipt. For the Gemara, the Shmuel Kaisvin Shayv, is that true? That according to Shmuel, you're telling me now that the husband has to pay up the ksuba, even though we know the wife has the ksuba, and she doesn't have it with her right now. Still, the husband has to pay her, so why aren't we afraid maybe tomorrow she'll take out the ksuba? It has to be that Desdin writes the husband a receipt. So you're telling me now, according to Shmuel, that we do write receipts for tomorrow, is that true? Well, the Shmuel Kaisvin Shayv. Omer Ravan Ravanan says the Nadim Mefarshli Menei Dirmah Shmuel, I myself was explained in the name of Shmuel like this, that the Mokom Shein Kaisvin, no, the Mishnah is Bedavka Torahman, a place where we don't write Ksubis. Because if it is, of course, in a place that they do write Ksubis, then the Loch is not like this. Then the Loch is we do not write receipts. And therefore, if the wife has the ksuba, the husband does not have to pay her the money until she takes out the receipt. She takes out the ksuba. So here you see, according to Shmuel, we do not write receipts. Because Shmuel says, Dafka, Pemokim Shein Kaisvin. Now, V'yoma Kasafti, let's say it's a place where we don't write ksubas. And the husband says, you know, I did write a ksuba. Is all of Lovi Raya. Then the husband has to bring a proof to say that she has a ksuba. What about the Mokim Shekoisvin? If it's in a place where they do write ksubas, the Yomran, she says, Lekosvali, no, my husband did not write me ksuba, is a lelovi raya, she has to ring a raya. The Kol Poni Misid, the Shmuel holds that when there is a ksuba involved, we do not make the husband pay until she pulls out the ksuba. Now the Gemara says, the Yaf Rav Hodebei, even Rav also was choyzer. That you want to say, Rav says, the Mishnah Song Madafku Mokim Shein Kaisvin ksuba. The Yaf Rav Hodebei, the Yom Rav, Rav says no, Bein b'mokim shekoisvin, Bein b'mokim shein koisvin. Our Mishnah applies both cases, whether it was a normal manner to write a ksuba, write up the shtar, or else no, in some places they did not write up a shtar ksuba. It's a tonight bez, and everybody knows, lays bez, the master lay, everybody knows this, so that's enough. The Yaf Rav Hodebei, the Yom Rav, Bein b'mokim shekoisvin, b'mokim shein koisvin. Get, if she has a get, if she puts out the, pulls out the get, halachah is goyver ikka ksubasa. She's goyver the ikka ksuba. Goyver ikka. She's goyver the ikka, which means the 100, the 200, the ikka ksuba. Mashenken ksuba, when she brings out the ksuba, then goyver tosefes. Then she's goyver, if there's more amount of money involved, she gets the more money, she gets the tosefes money. V'chol haroitze lo hoshiv yoba v'yoshiv. And Rav said, whoever wants to ask any questions, will come and ask any questions. So even according to Rav, there's no difference whether there is a ksuba or not a ksuba, that's the lacha. When she comes with a get, she collects her ikka ksuba. And when she comes with the ksuba, that's when she collects the tosefes ksuba, the extra money. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ksuba, V'yeni mo get, let's say the wife has a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get. He, or Mary, she says, oh, vaditi, I lost my get, and I didn't get paid yet. Pay me my ksuba for the ksuba. V'u'aim, and the husband says, no, you should know I paid you up the ksuba already. And oh, vatshavri, I lost my receipt. The Mishnah of the Chayim Ba'choyv, the same look applies by a Baal Choyv. She'ohoitzi shtar choyv, where a Baal Choyv comes to collect the money. He has a shtar milva. I lent the person $1,000. And we know Shemitah just passed by, but Vieni might prosbol. The the Baal Choyv, the Malva, lost his proof, but doesn't have it. So the Mishnah says, Harei Elo Lo Yifro. In these cases, they cannot collect. The Malva cannot collect his money. We're afraid. Since he lost, usually you don't lose the Prusbul. So if you don't have it, it's a raya that you didn't have the Prusbul altogether. Therefore, we say Shemitah was Meshamet Chayiv, and you don't have a right to collect. And the same thing with the wife. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect the money. So now, that's what our Mishnah says. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect the money. So Bishlei Melish Shmuel, according to Shmuel, is very good. Mukum Lava Mokum Shein Kaisvin. It's talking about a place which usually they don't write a ksuba. The Yoma Kasafti, and she says that he wrote a ksuba. The Amrina Lei, we tell her, I see Raya, go bring a proof. Vilei Meister Raya, if you don't bring a proof, Amrina Lei Zilpura. Then we tell the husband, you have to go ahead and pay it. El Rab, but according to Rav, it's Kasha. What does the Mishnah say if she comes out with a ksuba? V'yeni moget, that she doesn't get paid up. Ni di yikol legviya, that's good, she doesn't collect the ikka money. Since she doesn't have a get, the $200 of the ksuba itself, it's good what she doesn't collect. Because according to Rav, the wife only collects the $200, the ikka ksuba, when she shows the get. See, so the Mishnah says she doesn't have a get, it's good that she doesn't get the ikka ksuba. But the kasha, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, is Toisefes Mil Tigvei. How come she doesn't collect the extra amount of money in the ksuba? The Mishnah says she has the ksuba. Ksuba v'yeni moget. Since she's coming and showing us the ksuba, Rav's halacha is when she has the get, with the get she gets the ikra ksuba. When she has the ksuba, the shtar ksuba, she gets the Toisefes, the extra money. So why does our Mishnah say she gets nothing? According to Rav, she should collect the Tosefes, the extra money. So this Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskinon tishain shom eide gershon. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about over here that she says she doesn't have a get. It's more than that. There's not even any eidim b'chlal that the husband gave her a get altogether. That's what we're talking about here. So therefore, we do not know at all that the husband gave her a get. So therefore, she comes with the ksuba, it means nothing. Why? Because, migu di yochle meima, legirashtiya. Since the husband has a migu, if the husband wanted a lie, the husband could have said, listen, I never gave you a get. I never gave you the get. You have no right to collect any money at all. And we would believe the husband. Because she has no proof, she has no waiting that she got the get. So since the husband has a migu, if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said that what I did not give my wife a get is yocholameima girashtiya v'nasati lo ksubosa. Therefore, the husband is also believed to say, you should know, even though I gave you the get, true, but I also paid you a ksuba. So that's why now Mishnah is better. When does Rav say when the wife comes with a ksuba, she gets the Tosefes? That's if I call upon him, she could prove it, that she received the get, even though she says she lost the get, but she has eidim that she was megarashes. Our Mishnah that says she gets nothing, is talking about she doesn't even have eidim. We, b'chlal, do not know she got a get. Who is telling us she got a get? The husband. So therefore, the husband has a migul to be believed, that we say he's not lying when he says he paid her up everything. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said, I didn't give her a get at all. So therefore, here now, Mishnah is good why she doesn't collect anything. So Marius though, Hamidik Tani Seifa, since the end of the Mishnah says like this, that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, min hasakona v'yeluch, after there's a makam hasakona, that the Goyim did not let the Jews do mitzvahs, and if a person wrote up a get or wrote a prusbul, they rip it up right away. Afterwards, they're afraid to hold on to it. It's a sakona to hold on to it. So from then on, the halacha reads, Isha goyvuk subasa shloi beget. Even though the Isha does not have a get, we trust her. We say for sure she had a get, but she was afraid of the goyim, she ripped it up right away. So therefore she has a right to collect the ksuba. U'ba'choiv shloi the prusbul. Who adin a'ba'choiv also collects his money even after Shemitah, even though he doesn't have a prusbul. He has a right to say, listen, I wrote up a prusbul, but I was afraid of the goyim, I ripped it up right away. That's what the Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah. That min ha'sakona v'yelech, after we're afraid of the goyim, then we believe them what they're saying, that she says she had a get, but she ripped it up. We believe her. Mishum ha'sakona, she did that. So Baal Chayv says, I had a prusbul, but I ripped it up. We believe him. So Luchura Takasha, why? Why does she receive a ksuba if we're talking about now the Mishnah's talking about where there's no edim that she received a get? So we b'chlal don't know she got a get. So again, we have a migul to believe the husband. So why in this sefer the Shimon Gamliel say, I don't care it's a makom sakana. So what if it's a makom sakana? But there's still a migul to believe the husband that he paid her up already the ksuba. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. The svar still is here. He could have said he didn't give her get at all. The Seif is talking about B'di'ika Eide Gershon Ashkinon. The Seif of the Mishnah is talking about there are Eidim here. She does have Eidim that she received a get. Since there are Eidim that she received a get, therefore the husband doesn't have his migu anymore. That's why she has a right to collect the money. All right, turn over.